Banking Made Easy. Check out spurcase.lu.
At 12 o'clock, here is your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, with currently no alternative to the UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel told the new chief, Christian Saunders, Luxembourg will back the group with €30 million under a partnership running until 2027 and has added a further €3 million for the situation in Gaza. The agency continues to face major funding challenges after the US and other countries cut support. The government has unveiled a seven-point plan to make housing cheaper. Finance Minister Gilles Roth and Housing Minister Claude Meisch say it offers tax relief for buyers and incentives for investors to boost the supply for rental homes. A new housing bond is planned for early next year, letting people lend money to the state at a fixed rate, tax-free. The state hopes to raise €250 million to invest in affordable housing. Bereaved parents and the NGO Starenkana are demanding better legal recognition and support for infant loss in Luxembourg. Current laws only grant bereavement leave after 21 weeks of pregnancy. Activists and MPs are urging immediate legislative reform to support grieving fathers and mothers facing early miscarriages. And resurfacing works will be carried out on the A1 motorway this weekend between the Gasperish interchange and the Ham exit. As a result, this section will be closed from tonight at around 9 p.m. until Monday the 20th from 4 a.m. In international news, Pakistan has launched a large-scale crackdown on undocumented residents, demolishing homes and conducting identity checks in the Khyber Pakhtunkhawa province. Law enforcement was ordered to arrest Afghan citizens without visas starting on the 10th of July. The ongoing operations have forced thousands to flee across the border or hide at home. A mini tornado struck near Lyon yesterday evening, bringing winds of over 100 kilometers per hour and widespread damage. One eyewitness described being lifted off the ground and dragged along by the wind, escaping serious injury despite flying debris. Firefighters responded to 150 incidents and two lorries overturned on the A72 motorway. Japan's parliament has tweaked the imperial succession law today but maintained the ban on women emperors, despite surveys suggesting widespread public support for the idea. The future of the imperial household, mythically descended from the Shinto sun goddess Amaterasu, currently rests with Prince Hisahito, the 19-year-old nephew of 66-year-old Emperor Naruhito. Sports now, and Joe Root has said his England side were learning on the job in one-day international cricket because of a lack of experience of the 50-over game. The veteran batsman scored 99 not out as England beat India by 4 wickets in the second one-day international in Cardiff yesterday to level a three-match campaign at 1-1. And football's governing body, FIFA, have said they will assess match reports before deciding if they take any action over Argentina's players holding up a banner reading the Falklands are Argentinian following their 2-1 victory over England, after a British minister had called for FIFA to look into the incident following the World Cup semi-final match in Atlanta. For more on these stories, news, updates and much more, head on over to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
It's going to be a much cloudier day than we have been accustomed to over the past few weeks, but we should have spells of sunshine throughout. Nevertheless, there remains the risk of heavy thunderstorms, which should diminish in the evening. Overnight, the weather will become dry with widespread clear spells. Temperature-wise, we are currently at around 20 degrees, and this will rise to around 26 this afternoon.
Traffic happens. We have the solutions. Emil Weber, all about your journey. RTL Today traffic info.
Traffic is picking up on the A3 in Dudelange. There is a 7-minute delay. 6-minute delay on the CR364 in Burdorf. On the CR110 between Bachahaj and Sanem, there is a 6-minute delay. And on the N31 between Bettenberg West and Burange, there is a 10-minute delay. Speed checks are taking place in Luxembourg City on the Rue Zith. And if you'd like any more information, head to today.rtl.lu/mobility.
Drinks. Proud sponsors of The Lunchbox on RTL Today Radio.
The Lunchbox with Stephen Stapps Lowe.
RTL. The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Blur with Coffee and TV in the last hour of the show. Now we've got Lucy coming up with the afternoon session. Don't worry, we won't abandon you. Got a message in from Luciana saying, thank you for keeping us company with your music. Greetings from the beach. Are there any other people listening to Today Radio while on holiday abroad? If you would like to text in 621-52-5000, let me know where you're listening from and let me know if you'd like me to play a song for you. This one's for Luciana. It's Duran Duran with Rio.